Hello, happiness seekers. My name is Claudia Mitura. I'm the work psychologist and the certified chief happiness officer. This is 26 Day Boost, where each day I share a quick science-backed happiness tip inspired by my new book, The Alphabet of Happiness. And guess what? We are now halfway through the alphabet. So thank you so much for joining me on this journey. Thank you so much for all your posts, all your reflections, they all mean the world to me. So please keep sharing and tagging me in your posts. Every tag, every share, you are entering into winning one of the 3 signed copies of The Alphabet of Happiness. Really, let's just keep spreading happiness. I'm hoping that through this campaign, you're building your own toolkit of happiness that is science-based, and I'm inspiring you to think about your happiness more often. And our 13th letter is M for meaning. And yes, I'll be honest with you, this concept is definitely deep. It's a big concept because it's about the use of the power of stories to find purpose in the grind of life. And having that sense of meaning is crucial for happiness and well-being. People who have a sense of meaning in life report repeatedly higher life satisfaction. They experience positive emotions more frequently. They feel more optimistic about the future. They use their skills more often to have a positive impact. They are more resilient in the face of adversity. And of course, those benefits lead to better physical health, lower cognitive decline, and improved longevity. But I also think that we have a romanticized idea of meaning in life that implies that somehow one day we wake up and we find a calling and we follow that calling and we'll be living happily ever after. I would love that to be accurate for everyone, but it's definitely not the case for me, and I think it's not the case for most of us. I think finding one purpose is not always as apparent as straightforward as that. And daily life can be often distracting or too demanding, preventing us from considering the grander meaning of life. Or we may also feel very much pressurized to present a particular image rather than following our passions or talents or interests. So in The Alphabet of Happiness, I propose the idea that meaning is not something that happens to us. It's not something that we find in life. It's something that we create every day. So ultimately, we're creating more meaning every day. And I delve deeper into the storytelling methods that can help us to bring more meaning into our life. And in line with this idea that actually, we can create more meaning, and it often depends on the stories we tell ourselves and other people about our life. I would like you to take a few moments today to consider the positive impact you can have on others. It's almost okay, you can create more meaning in life to think about being a hero for someone else, to think about the positive impact you could have in the world from your small connections to wider community. So I would love you to ask yourself, who in your life could benefit from a small act of kindness or support today? What unique strengths and experiences can I share with other people to make a difference? How can my actions, big or small, create that ripple of positivity in your community or workplace? Jot down your thoughts and pick up one action that you can do straight away. Again, remembering that we create meaning. We choose the purpose of certain activities. We choose the impact we want to have in the world. And all of those actions truly matter. So thank you so much for listening. I wish you lots of meaning and purpose today. And we are now halfway through, as I already mentioned. So if you like, oh my goodness, maybe I missed some episodes, re-listen. But if you would like to receive a summary of all of the letters as we're going along, So you can share them, you can explore them again. Please make sure to subscribe to my newsletter on Substack. You can find me under the Happiness Challenge, and you will receive everything directly to your inbox. But have a wonderful the rest of the day, and I see you soon. Bye.